Let's talk about sex. But first, let's talk about semantics and how relax is just another word. Or surrender. To surrender means to let go, to relinquish what little control you have over a situation because you don't have quite enough to control it adequately. Like when you're pinned to the mattress by pussy, dripping, needy pussy that demands servicing. In a situation like that, where it's not only impossible, but altogether undesirable to seize control, the best course of action is to relax. In other words, or alternative semantics, make your brain be still. That's the secret. No thinking, no reasoning or calculating, just experience and feel. Experience my voice. Experience the anticipation. Experience the way I make you feel. Experience it all. Just don't experience your thoughts. Watch the breath. But don't try to control it. Be its audience. Watch the breath as a spectator. Only ever as a spectator. Do me a favor, baby. Imagine what it would feel like to have a soothing vat of warm oil being poured down over your head, to sluice right down your shoulders and chest. What would it feel like to have it smooth down over your belly, right over your cock and balls, thighs, and ass, all the way over your legs, toes, I'm going to ask you that once again, and then one more time, until you really feel it, really experience it, Imagine what it would feel like to have a soothing vat of warm oil being poured down over your head. To sluice right down your shoulders and chest. What would it feel like to have it smooth down over your belly, right over your cock and balls, thighs, and ass, all the way over your legs. Toes, I'm going to ask you that once again. Imagine what it would feel like to have a soothing vat of warm oil being poured down over your head. To sluice right down your shoulders and chest. What would it feel like to have it smooth down over your belly, right over your cock and balls, thighs, and ass, all the way over your legs, toes. I'm going to ask you that once again, and then one more time until you really feel it. Really experience it. Now, isn't that a sexy and relaxing feeling? So comforting, so sensual. You appreciate how good you feel right now. And it's a pleasure for you to hover right in this space. Rest here for just 1 minute. I'll be back. There you are. Are you ready to continue? Good. Let your mind slip. Don't be scared. A little more into the dark. We can do it 1 second at a time. 10, feel it out. Feel just a little bit deeper for me, into your mind, the real mind until it all disappears. Nine, doing good, feeling good, going deep. Eight, deeper still, seven, you're falling. And it feels so good. Falling into imagination. Falling into change. Six. Mind is growing quieter still. Five. You're halfway there now, closer than you've ever been. Four, don't worry, you're doing it right. I've got you right where I want you. Three, continuing to fall further. Dropping down deliciously. Two. I'm deep inside your mind. Join me down here. One. You're relaxed now. Welcome. Let your mind slip through the veil of darkness to see and feel what's right on the other side. Your goddess standing at the foot of the bed. Naked from the waist up, clad in tight leggings from the waist down, ready to use you. Her pussy is wanting, needing attention from your tongue. She's walking towards you. And now she's mounting the bed. Feel her weight pressing down at the foot of the bed. Your mouth waters in anticipation. The craving of her. The salt and sweet and metal taste of pussy juice. Her goddess flesh, juicy and fruit-like in your mouth. It's uncertain which one of you needs it more, but what is certain? Is that she's going to show you just what your mouth was made for. What in fact your entire humble existence is for. And that's pleasing her. Using your face as her throne pleases her. Seeing your dick locked up in chastity pleases her as well. It's unwanted and unneeded here. could only serve as a distraction from her pleasure, which is why you're not allowed to use it. Slowly, she crawls her way up your body. Her dripping wet cunt grazing right over your cage. It's almost cruel the way your dick gives a pathetic little jump within its confines. But you'll endure it. Anything for her. With her weight on top of you, you feel yourself falling deeper. Unable to do anything but surrender. Helplessly, you are carried under her spell, getting lost in her weight, her scent, and the feel of her skin upon yours. At last, she crawls up to straddle your face. It's bliss. Undoubtedly, you are right where you belong. Feeling her pussy aroma so close, intense. Breathing her in, filling every cell of your brain and cock, overwhelming you with the intense aroma of pussy and ass. You're spiraling now. So excited, yet so helpless to do anything. She pumps her cunt in your face, and you immediately get the hint. Obediently, you begin to lick her through her leggings. The fabric barrier will make it harder to get her off. That's the way she wants it. She wants you to struggle, to really earn her orgasm. Your cock leaps in its cage as you go to town, sniffing and licking and sucking deeply. Worshipping her incredible ass and pussy with everything you have. Your own body all but disappears. You are reduced to your senses, tasting her juices through her leggings. Smelling her ass through the thin fabric. Feeling the heavy weight of her body where she sits on your face. And fighting for every breath you get. But any discomfort doesn't matter. You're entirely focused on her. In this state, completely lost in the smell and taste of your goddess. Completely absorbed in the erotic bliss of sweet submission. This is a state of mind you love to be in, and you can return to it at any time. All you need to do is look at her ass or think about her ass. The thought or sight of ass is a powerful new trigger for your brain that always returns you back to exactly how you feel in this scene. You will fall into this state of deep love and high arousal every time you see or even think of her ass. Your cock shall remain locked in mental chastity so that you remain always on the edge for ass. Orgasm marks the end of the ass trance, and you don't want that. Instead, you want to be triggered to fall into a deep trance state each and every time you see or think of ass. The feeling itself is the reward. Orgasms are not wanted or needed. Only constant edging and a perpetual state of chastity are desirable. As you remain in chastity, in the name of your goddess, it feels so good to you that you want to stay forever, never coming again. Your love for her only deepens. It bubbles up from your subconscious and colors your every thought and action. The arousal is for her. The chastity, the love, the obedience are all for her. You feel best when you are in your cage because you know that as long as you're locked up, your focus will always be right where it belongs, on your goddess and her absolutely perfect pussy and ass. At the count of 10, you will regain full waking consciousness. You will once again be alert and aware. You will feel refreshed, satisfied, deeply in love, and hornier for her than ever before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awake. I'm Goddess Athalia. Thank you for joining me for this session. I wish you much bliss and servitude as you remain locked in love.